Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Big Chief. How are we today, my friend?
Good. How yourself?
Oh, I'm fucking doing well. We're already fucked off the weed and the booze, so you know this is going to be a good one. Fucking, what was the week like this week now?
Same as always. Really boring. I honestly don't remember any part of this week. Like, it's just, it all meshed into one every day.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's how it is usually nowadays.
Yeah.
Ever since we fucking got out of school, that's how it's been. It's just every week melds into one.
Well, it's because you're always working. Like, well, for me, it's just when I go to school, like, it's always the same shit. Like, what was it? It was, I went to school Monday.
Yeah.
Then Tuesday, I didn't go. And then Wednesday, of course, I don't remember why, but I was up fucking late. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to set an alarm. I'll be fine. So I get up at my normal time, but of course, I just go right back to bed. And I wake up again, and like I close my eyes for, it felt like 1 second, but I open my eyes, it's 12:30. I thought, oh, there goes my fucking classes. I missed them by, 3 fucking hours. So, oh well. I just didn't go, and then Thursday was fucking nothing, and Friday was fucking nothing. So, yeah.
Jesus. Now
it's got today. It fucking snowed there.
It did. Island weather recap, ladies and gentlemen. We got a good 10 centimeters, but then it all got washed away and fucking melted there. What was it, Thursday night?
Yep, it would have been Thursday night.
Yeah. No, it was like our local TV news station, fucking CBC, the weather reporter on there, Jay Scotland, he said, oh, it's not going to stick. It's not going to fucking be bad, blah, blah, blah. He was wrong yet again.
It wasn't bad. It was bad.
It was shit. If you didn't have your winter tires on, I fucking pray for you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're driving at fucking 4 a.m.
Well, yeah, no, it snowed overnight.
When I got up, it was fine.
Yeah, because
there's
it all
no snow.
It turned to fucking rain around 5 o'clock, 5 a.m.
Well, you know, whatever.
Regardless, fuck, man, it was wet.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it there because I was up late there and like I saw it coming down and I was like, oh shit, okay, it's snowing. Then maybe a couple hours later, I look and there's just a sheet of fucking snow everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was nice.
It was, yeah.
It was big, fat fucking flakes, too. So it was like, it was wet snowball snow.
Oh, yeah.
If you had the chance to get a fucking snowball fight in, the first snowball fight of the year, I commend you, my friend.
Covers your fucking shoes in snow.
Oh, fuck. So we're drinking tonight. What are we drinking?
It's got a bit of lambs.
A good old lamb's rum from Newfoundland.
Is it?
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yeah, it's a Newfie rum.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of, what's the fucking bottle that's, like, shaped all fucked up for the ships? You know what I'm talking about?
That's Lambs.
Yeah, that's not Newfie.
Yeah, it's Lambs. It's Newfie.
You sure?
I'm positive. I follow them on Instagram.
Of course you do.
And I'm pretty sure they follow me back.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? All right, well.
Drinking for the Newfies tonight. No, we're not. We're drinking for ourselves. I got the
wasn't
fucking
even planning on it.
Well, who cares? We gotta
too
lead
expensive.
Up dry January somehow.
It's too expensive.
It is fucking too
and
expensive.
It's going up again in
April
1st.
What a fucking joke that is.
It goes
no
up every year.
It goes up every fucking year. I remember we could go there, a pint was fucking $15.
Yeah, they're fucking 20 now. You know, fucking got my old man a fucking, it was a little Mickey of a Canadian Club.
Oh yeah. Good
so
shit.
I think it was $12.49, and there
for
was,
a Mickey,
yeah,
fuck off.
I know, and the fucking Cap Morgan's even more expensive. Cap
what?
Morgan's like almost $15, where like for a Mickey, not even for a
oh
pint.
Oh my god!
But so it was $12.49, and there was a Mickey of Jack's next to it.
Yeah,
you want to guess how much the Jack's was?
Oh god, like $20
for a Mickey?
Yeah,
no, it was $12. It was cheaper.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How is that? It's a fucking import.
It was 50 cents cheaper. But if you got the fucking, the pints.
Yeah.
A pint of CC is, I don't know, I think it's like 17. A pint of Jack's is $21.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So. Well, Jack's has always been expensive.
Yeah, but apparently their fucking Mickey's are cheaper. And like, the thing is, Captain Morgan's even more expensive. It's like a couple bucks more. And it's
oh,
like,
Jesus.
Fucking made in Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking bullshit.
I don't get that. Even if it's like, how is a fucking import less expensive than a Cap and Morgan?
because everything's the same price there.
Yeah, it's all tax.
It doesn't matter.
It's fucking dumb.
You could get a fucking liquor from El Salvador and it'd be the same as a liquor made in fucking New Brunswick. Like it doesn't make any sense. But what can you do?
What can you do? It does not pay to be a drunk nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you smoke dope.
That shit's expensive, too.
It's expensive, but it lasts you a hell of a lot longer.
Still expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Still overpriced and still shit.
Well, we bought a few there. Yep. You bought an ounce, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's mint. I bought
Black
fucking
Friday.
2 ounces Black Friday on a website. I'm not going to plug them because, yeah.
Yeah, I got that Black Friday savings. Fucking Black Friday's not what it used to be, man.
Fuck no. Black Friday's the whole month now.
No, it's not that. They barely fucking sell anything now. It's all, like, the sales fucking suck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying before you used to get, like, fucking TVs for a fuck ton.
Half off. Oh, fuck, man. It was mint.
But now they're fucking, they jack the price and then sell them. Or even if they don't, they fucking, you might get $20 off. Like, fucking, who cares?
Yeah, like, I want $20 off a $500 TV. Suck my fucking dick.
It's fucking stupid.
Oh, because I remember Walmart used to be, like,
yeah,
you go in there
place.
And the shelves would be fucking just clear.
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, it was mint.
But they don't do that shit anymore.
No, it's all about greed. It's all about money nowadays. That's all it is.
It's always been about money. It's just that the dollar is fucking worth nothing.
Yeah, what is it? It's like 75 cents to the USD?
73.
Oh, it went down?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it was that before.
Oh, really?
And we're, I think, a pound is like...
$1.75.
No, I think it's $1.50.
When I last checked, it was $1.75.
It's fucking stupid.
It is fucked.
Canadian dollar's worth nothing.
No, and I wonder why. Dirty Trudeau's gotta go.
Printed with fucking plastic.
Holy fuck. It's stupid. Even if you work, like, I make a decent fucking salary. Well, I'm not salaried, I'm hourly, whatever. But I don't see the government working 25% of my fucking paycheck.
Oh, I know.
That's like $400 off my fucking pay.
Yeah.
That's fucked
that's
up.
That's how it works. If you make more, you're taxed fucking more. So
the,
you actually make
the
less.
The more you make, the less you make.
Exactly.
In this economy right now.
And the less you work, the more you make.
Apparently, I don't
that's
fucking
how it
get
is.
That.
Especially it's if you shit out 17 kids.
Oh, yeah. They don't give a fuck.
No, they don't. I mean, fuck. They're telling them to do it, so why not, right?
Exactly. Like, I mean, fuck, I pray for these fucking poor bastards at, like, this time of year with 17 fucking kids or whatever they have to go, like, Christmas shopping and Christmas dinner buying and blah, blah, blah.
That fucking, speaking of that fucking tax break, like, okay, so I can barely find a place, and if I do, you can't fucking afford it. Heat's gone through the fucking roof. The oil costs so much. But, oh, great, I save fucking 15 cents or whatever on a fucking dollar bag of chips.
Ooh, whoopty fuck. I save a whole $1.50 on Uber Eats. Ooh, whoopty fuck.
Yeah.
Can't afford to heat the house. Can't afford to put gas in the car. What the fuck is this tax break for, Mr. Prime Minister? What the fuck?
It's fucking stupid.
It's
like,
fucking gay,
bags
man.
Of chips, cookies, great. If you're buying that shit, you're probably going to die soon anyway, so the fuck does it matter? If you're buying fucking... If you're buying enough of that shit for it to make a difference, then yeah.
No, I'll be fucking... The way I eat, I'll be dead in 10 years anyway, so that kind of applies to me.
Well, fucking, how about make egg... Like, fucking eggs and milk and butter and fucking so expensive.
Oh, my God, man. You go to the fucking... Like, even a fucking carton of milk, a 2-liter of milk costs you fucking near $5.56.
Well, a fucking thing of eggs is like $7.
Ugh.
A thing of butter is $7. I never got that stick of butter shit. I get the fucking little big brick.
Oh, fuck yeah. See, I'm poor. I get the margarine.
I fucking
that shit'll fucking kill
that
you.
That shit is disgusting.
Oh, it's bad.
I always hate a margarine. But I also don't get milk in bags. It's because I don't fucking drink milk. I fucking hate milk. I like
really
it in...
Really fucking...
I like it in, like, cooking, and I like it in cereal and all that shit, but I don't get people that drink it straight.
Oh, dude, I could drink 2 liters a fucking day.
It's fucking gross.
It's not. Get out of here. It's great.
Yeah, you would drink a fucking gallon of and puke everywheres. Because it's what that shit does.
Oh, fuck no.
It's
not
fucking
to me.
Terrible.
Not to me. I don't know how I haven't got kidney stones yet.
Same with the chocolate milk. That shit's fucking...
See, the chocolate milk has really gone downhill since, like, 10 years ago. Like, 10 years ago, you buy chocolate milk, and it was amazing. Now you
what
buy
you
it, it's just thick fucking chocolate.
Are you saying the chocolate got worse or the milk got worse?
No, chocolate got worse.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it tastes like shit now. I only buy from fucking ADL, though. ADL's best.
Oh, yeah.
The purity's too watery. Everything else is full of hormones and steroids.
All these fucking
suck
people
my dick.
That get like the fucking the almond milk or the fucking
oh fuck
all
off.
That shit.
It doesn't do nothing. You just ground up almonds and fucking put it in water and strain it. There's
it
almond
like
milk.
Shit. Yeah.
It tastes like fucking dog piss. Don't ask me how I know what dog piss tastes like. I drink Corona.
You went through a rough patch there. You had to make rent, you know.
Oh, God. Work in the corner wasn't fun.
One of those Japanese game shows. They just make you do random shit.
Hey, man, fuck, they pay.
Apparently not.
Well.
Otherwise, you'd still be there.
Yeah, that's fucking true. That's true. Instead, I'm at fucking shitty fucking company I'm at now.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that place.
Yeah, I agree.
Can't name drop them. I'll get fired.
Well, that's the dream, isn't it?
That is the fucking dream. Get me the fuck out of there so I can go fucking do something better.
Yeah, anything better.
Anything is better than that fucking place.
Staring at a wall, watching paint dry.
Shit.
Jerking off to the wall.
Well, I jerk off to another brick in the wall.
Do you know?
Oh, God. Speaking of the wall, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a little segment we call Album of the Week. And this week's pick is The Wall by Pink Floyd. Now, we didn't really discuss this before we came on here, but our knowledge of Pink Floyd is vast. And
yeah.
The Wall is my favorite Pink Floyd album, by far.
We talked a bit about Pink Floyd before.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've already done Dark Side of the Moon, Metal.
Yeah.
And... did we do Wish You Were Here?
No.
Okay. Well, we're doing The Wall anyway, ladies and fuckwits. So, what would be your favorite song off The Wall, and you can't say Comfortably Numb? Because
I don't know.
That is a fucking, that is an easy
there's
one.
There's fucking so many of them. I think there's 26.
Oh, fuck yeah.
13 and 13.
I think.
But, yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Shit, The Trial is good. In the Flesh.
Yeah.
Fuck. But I would say my favorite song off that album is not on the studio album.
Yeah.
It is, it was in The Wall movie, and it was in their live album, The Wall. It's where Empty Spaces should go, but they didn't have the fucking time to put it in. They didn't have the space or whatever. I fucking forget the song name. I'm fucked up.
Nice. Great fucking song.
Oh, my God. What Shall We Do Now? That's the fucking song name because I'm stupid. But it's just, it's a fucking, it's dark, it's gritty, and it's an amazing fucking song. And it's an amazing album. It's a fucking concept album, is
yeah,
it not?
It is.
It tells a story about fucking.
Do you not know?
Oh, I do know. It tells a story about Pink, who's basically trapped inside his mind.
Yeah.
Basically builds a wall
cheaper
to keep
than
all
therapy.
The bad shit out. What?
Cheaper than therapy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Listen to that, and I got my free therapy for the week.
Hasn't done much.
No. Fuck no. I'm still doing this podcast, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, The Wall is... it's not Pink Floyd's best, but it's my favorite. And it was the old man's favorite, too.
Understandable. So how's it not your least favorite, then?
Because I'm pretty much a fucking carbon copy of the old man.
I see.
A fucking loser. He's dead, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, fuck. Can't listen to that song, Cats in the Cradle.
I think I saw him leaving a fucking negative review there.
There are no negative reviews on Drunkle's Den, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody enjoys Drunkle's Den.
Well, we just
Den.
Can't see them.
Yeah, no, we block them out. fuck.
I will say, though, tomorrow will be the first day of December. So that's
will it really?
Yeah, Sunday.
Holy
yeah,
fuck.
December 1st.
Christmas is around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Buy your fucking Christmas presents now. Remember, it's not about what you get. It's about what you fucking give.
It won't matter anyways if you buy them now or you buy them in fucking 6 months because that can of post strike's not going to do shit for you.
No. Fuck no. I don't even know if that's going to end anytime soon.
Probably not.
Because I know they were doing negotiations the last time I kept up with it. But they walked out of it.
If there's no negotiations, then they're definitely not doing Christmas.
No, and that's going to fuck the Canadian economy. Like,
yeah,
it's going to fuck everybody.
You'd think that they're apparently, I guess they're not considered essential.
You'd fucking think they are. Look at that railway strike.
Well, I know. You'd fucking think, but I guess not. Well, everyone's going up here later.
Well, fuck, it's Purolator. Who cares? It's better than Canada Post anyway.
Because they fucking work.
Exactly. Canada Post is fucking, it's shit. Yeah, it's terrible. Well. They'll knock on your door twice, you're just out the door, and they'll leave. Sorry, we missed your package. Please come down to our distribution site. Fuck you. Lick my fucking knob. Fuck Canada Post. You're fucking striking over bullshit.
I didn't know fucking Canada Post delivered Uber Eats.
Well, if they delivered Uber Eats, my fucking food would be here in 3 business days.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And they take
Christ.
7 pictures of it, half eaten.
Oh, fuck yeah. But I don't get it. These fucking guys make more than any common douchebag that's roaming the streets of Canada right now because they're a fucking union.
Yeah.
And now they want more.
Well, you don't know what's going on, internal affairs.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, get my fucking package in.
Package is stuck in transit. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, people are relying on their fucking Christmas gifts to get here through the mail. Christmas cards, man. Whatever happened to Christmas cards? You don't see them a lot anymore.
Because they're fucking, like, nobody gives a shit about cards.
Yeah, it's all text messages now.
Well, it's like, even back in the day, like, were you excited to get a fucking Christmas card or a birthday card? No, you weren't.
Well, it had money in it.
No, but if they didn't?
Oh, fuck that.
Stupid, right?
Yeah, then what's the point?
They just go into a landfill every fucking year. Like, how many Christmas cards? Oh, my fucking grandson.
Recycle them.
Yeah, well. Make more shitty ones.
Fucking Nanny Dearest. Merry Christmas, piss ass.
30 fucking cents.
Holy fuck. No, I remember Christmas cards was a staple back in the day. You'd have to have the best card to send out.
Or you got the fucking ones with the family picture on them.
Oh my God.
Send them out. Merry Christmas from the fucking Smiths.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from the Johnny Douchebags.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares? If there's no money in it, I don't want it.
Well, there wouldn't be no money in it. That's why we should fucking... We should say we're getting married and then, like, have a fake fucking ceremony so that we can get all those free gifts.
Yeah, but we call that fraud.
So? Tell me it's a crime if you don't get caught.
Everything's legal until you get caught.
Exactly.
Act accordingly.
It's a gift. They can't take it back. What am I going to... So what? I'm just going to keep it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, get me a fucking free blender for my wedding.
Well, you can, if they got the receipt in there, you can fucking take it back. It's a moolah.
I'm just kidding. You got to talk to women before you actually get married.
I'm saying we get married, you fucking idiot.
Well, I'm not a fucking pole smoker.
Yeah, but we're not actually getting married. We're just doing it for this heist. That's the biggest heist pull off.
We're doing a fucking GTA 5 yeah. heist. Set up the marriage.
Wedding.
Stage the wedding.
We'll hire someone.
Hire a priest.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but no, it'd be some guy dressed up in robes.
Like, oh, fuck yeah.
He wouldn't even be a priest. We'd find him off the street.
We'll go get fucking Morris Pratt.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if
make
he
sure no
I don't
kids
know if he'd squeeze
come to that
through the
fucking
bar ourselves.
Yeah, make sure no kids come to that service. Jesus Christ, he really fit the narrative.
Start reaching out for him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, well.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, we're safe.
Yeah, no, we can't get sued over that.
Yeah, it was all alleged.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope. We don't want P. Diddy as a fucking priest.
I never had him, so I don't give a shit.
Oh, fuck, man. I went to church for a good 7-8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man. But after my grandparents kind of fucked off there.
Well,
to
yeah.
Heaven.
Then you realize, oh, I don't have to go? Oh,
yeah,
no,
it was great.
Because who wants to wake up at fucking 8 in the morning on a Sunday?
Yeah, but we went to the fucking afternoon mass, buddy.
Oh.
3 o'clock. It was great.
Well, who wants to go there at 3 o'clock?
Not me.
Unless you're getting the communion wine. And the
No, I was too young for that shit.
No?
No.
That
get
sucks.
The body of Christ. It was
you
like
get
the
fucking...
It tastes like an ice cream
the grape
cone.
Juice.
The grape juice.
The
I don't even
crackers.
Think... I don't even know if they do the communion wine anymore. Cause it's like
it's too expensive.
Ever since, well, that too, and ever since fucking COVID. Oh, no, it's the church. Fuck, it's a tax expense. Fuck them.
Well, that's just how expensive liquor is these days.
Exactly. Even the church
even
can't
they
afford
can't
it.
Afford it.
But no, I don't even know if they do communion wine anymore. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I know during COVID, they used to do the Zoom call masses.
It's so stupid.
They'd have all the old fucks on there. They don't know how to work their fucking computers.
How would they even get on? They wouldn't know.
Holy fuck. No, I haven't been to fucking church in, I don't know, when was the last funeral?
Oh, fuck, I don't even know.
March? Who cares? Regardless.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. It's an old thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
Church is really dying out. Once this fucking older generation dies out, there's going to be no more church.
No, there will be. It just won't be as popular. But like,
yeah,
these days with the older folks, it's always it's the mall because the mall walkers.
The mall walks are fucking great.
Yeah, if you're 72 years old.
I feel 72.
Well, you, I mean, you look it too.
Yeah, I'm only fucking 21 and I look fucking 41. Yeah, it's bullshit.
What night shift does to someone.
What night shift does to a lad. 3.5 years of bullshit and I've aged 10. It's fucked.
10? I don't know.
20, maybe.
Your back says otherwise.
Fuck. No, hey, man, the mall walks are great, but the mall has nothing in it.
No, it fucking doesn't. Actually, I was in there not that long ago, and they have a fucking... You know, they have them in the bigger malls where, like, they have the fucking the car in the middle of it. Like,
oh, fuck,
they have the
yeah.
Win Me sign.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
got a fucking little little thing
ballot
on
ballot draw.
Yeah, exactly. So they were doing that, but I said, fuck that. And they got the little Santa thing. I was thinking... I near pissed myself laughing, thinking about it. I was walking past the Meet Santa fucking thing there with
yeah.
the big chair. I was thinking, fuck, we should go here one day, like, and we should get in line. And I'll fucking sit on his lap. Like,
yeah,
and
pay $20
this?
To get a picture of
I
Santa.
I want a new truck. I want this. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
No,
like,
I want a pint of Jack Daniels. I want an ounce of weed. I want a few grams of mushrooms. And Santa's fucking, oh, fuck. It's not going to make it to your house, pal. I'm going to smoke it the way there.
Oh, man. I think that'd be a good idea.
That'd be
yeah,
fucking great.
Fucking
drunk as fuck
there.
First.
They got those stupid fucking...
piss your pants in Santa's lap.
They got the stupid fucking toys there. Like the ride-on fucking things.
Oh, yeah. The dollar toys.
I don't know how they fucking... how that shit's allowed.
Oh, I
the last
know.
Time... Or not the last time I was in the mall, but the last time I saw people using those...
Oh, you're talking about the fucking... See, I thought you were talking about the little rides they
no,
got
no,
in
no.
there.
These ones, like, you can ride around the whole
yeah,
mall.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Those things are cool. I'd break them,
they're
motherfucker.
They're fucking stupid.
They are, but I do it.
They, like, you got kids on them, and they run into people, and they run into the wall and break them.
It's yeah, it's one of the stupidest fucking... Like, I remember back in the day, we used to do that, but we did it with shopping carts.
Yeah, they didn't have those. They
no, there was a hole in the fucking tile of the wall of the mall. Of the mall there. For a good 7 years,
yeah,
until they fixed it. Because me and the boys, we put one of them in the shopping cart. We just fucking
oh, yeah.
threw him against the wall, like full Jackass style, and he went right through it.
So stupid.
Oh my god, but it was fun.
Yeah, of course they never fixed it.
No,
but I was saying that. So those ride-on things, the fucking one of the last times I saw someone using them,
yeah.
they seem to use them every time. But the last time I remember is it must have been a fucking, like, bachelorette party or something, because
oh, Jesus.
All these older broads, and they're riding around, with them and it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something. Like, I'm trying to get, like, a fucking pair of fucking boxers or something for winners, and I'm walking in there, and I hear, "Oh, Christy, Christy, watch out, you're going to hit somebody." And fucking, she's like, she's got a fucking, like, pretend lasso going.
Oh,
she's trying to catch
God.
Another girl, and they're fucking running into the poles and the pillars and shit.
Ugh.
And they're, like, chasing each other around. They're screaming, "Yeah, yeah, I've never had as much fun.
Yeah, but
I've never had this much fun since college."
But the thing is, how shitty does your fucking bachelorette party have to be if you're doing that in the mall?
I have no idea.
Like, come on.
I have no fucking idea.
You either fucking don't know what fun is, or you're a broad.
They had more fucking wrinkles than a moose's scrotum.
Oh, Jesus, Murphy.
But they were pretty old, but, yeah, I don't fucking, it was strange. I mean, you know, getting drunk going to the mall is one thing, but getting drunk when you're a 50-year-old housewife and going to the mall doing that, I don't know. I can think of more fun things to do.
Now, see, I like walking through the Charlottetown Mall there, but the Confederation Court Mall is fun because they have escalators.
Sucks.
They have escalators.
Yeah, because you're fucking lazy.
No, I'm just autistic. I think it's fun.
That fucking mall is just, like, it's just
oh,
terrible.
Oh, it's a dead mall.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like,
frozen
there's, like,
time.
Three jewelry stores. There's fucking golf downstairs. Who the fuck is going to the Confed Mall for fucking jewelry and
man,
golf?
There is a fucking... There's
Danny
a,
Murphy.
There's a restaurant in there. It's like a... Oh, I'm going to fuck this up. I don't know what it is. It's some it's some Asian place. It's...
Isn't it Korean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it is, yeah. And, yeah, it's fucking really good. But
Korean food is fucking good.
Yeah, and it's pretty cheap too. It's like $15 you get like a full plate.
Damn.
You can buy beer there too. Like they
oh.
got a, they got a liquor license.
Oh. I know where I'm going.
And shit. But it's kind of it's pretty funny because I haven't known about this place for too long. It's probably been like actually it's probably been like 2 years. But some of the other guys like they've known this place for longer. Like this
yeah.
was the spot. This was the secret
oh,
spot.
Oh yeah.
So
the niche
before
spot.
Yeah, so they had that guy there, the Korean guy and his wife, and then there used to be like another place across from it.
Yeah,
because they're in like a little strip, and there used to be like across.
Well,
from
yeah, it's a food
and it
court
was some,
there.
I think he was Japanese or something, and they would always fight. They would bicker. Like you think, like you haven't seen racism until you meet these. Like,
oh yeah,
these
you
other
think
guys.
Whitey's
they
racist?
They go in there and fucking.
Fuck.
He's like fucking saying these slurs to him, and he's like. Go back to your country. Go back to Korea. He's like, no, you go back to Japan where it's stinky. You smell. I was like, holy fuck.
It's like a full-on fucking South Park episode.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking...
Shitty
it was something.
Walk and city sushi.
But the guy ended up winning, the Korean guy, which is good because he had better food anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So it ended up working out, but
see,
yeah.
See, I like Japanese food, but it's not my forte. You know what I mean?
No?
No,
I like
sushi,
it.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I love it.
I don't get it.
You get that, put that fucking green wasabi shit on it. Oh my god! Good luck worrying about nose hairs for the next year.
That fucking place downtown is a joke for fucking Chinese food. The holy shit!
Which one's that?
You know which one I'm talking about.
No.
It's one of the only fucking ones, man.
Oh, what's that? China Garden?
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I've never been there.
It's not. It's
back in the day, it was the staple of Chinese food.
Yeah, it was some white guy there or something. I don't know. But, like, they have a whole dining area there, but it's not open to the public. Like, it hasn't been since COVID.
Oh, really?
So it's only, like, you can only, like, order, like, takeout.
Well, that's...
It's fucking stupid.
Well, it's a shame, man. COVID killed all the fucking Chinese buffets.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking shame because some of them were real good. Silver Streams was not one of the good ones. But it was, like, it was the white spot to go to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was good for, like, a cheap fix.
Oh,
but
fuck
it
yeah.
Wasn't that good, no.
Well, they had one by A&W there. The fucking King's Chinese buffet
right.
or whatever.
I never
oh my
there.
God.
Good.
They had the best fries on in Charlottetown.
Really?
For a fucking Chinese,
Chinese
spot?
Joint.
Oh my God. It was perfect.
Nice. There's some place downtown. I don't know what it's called, but a couple buddies of mine said it's really good. It's like this Korean barbecue.
That wouldn't be down on by Capitol Drive there, would it?
I don't
down
remember.
By Alice Hollow?
No, it's downtown.
Oh, it's downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
But apparently it's really fucking good. And there's that... Oh, what is it? Oh, I don't fucking remember. I was thinking of a different place. Fuck.
Well, that fucking... That Korean fucking spot there down by Alice Hollow, that the barbecue place, Korean barbecue or whatever it is.
I don't know
what
you're
talking
about.
I've heard it's really fucking good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so anybody who's not from Charlottetown, you're not going to know these directions. But
I'm gonna assume
if you go
from Charlottetown if you're listening.
Well, let's hope so. I know there's a few outsiders not from PEI that listen to it, and we thank you. Thank you for your listen, and thank you for being you. But these directions I'm going to give. So when you're going down fucking Capitol Drive there to turn left at the lights to go to Walmart,
yep.
You keep going down that way. You see Owl's Hollow on your right, where Repeats is too there, right?
Yeah.
You look across. There's that fucking vape shop in that little strip mall there. I think it's a little grocery store in there. It used to be.
Oh,
it's,
yes.
It's right on the end
yeah,
there,
okay.
That Korean place. I've heard really good things
I thought
about
it was
that
a,
spot.
I thought that was where Vape Head is.
It is, but it's on the other side.
Okay.
This is like, this fucking barbecue place is right when you fucking go in. Like
yeah.
Right to
okay,
the left
yeah, yeah.
When you go in there.
I know
I've heard good shit about it.
I don't know. I want to try some different places because.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those fucking like hidden like hole-in-the-wall places, those are fucking some of the best.
See,
those
I've heard
fucking places.
I've heard Hop Yard is good, but I'm not one for that vegan bullshit.
Why? What do you mean?
Hop Yard has a lot of vegan shit there. Like 90% of their shit is vegan.
No,
right?
No, it's not.
Really?
Not when I was
looked
there.
At their menu,
they change their menu every month.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
So you must have had a time when they fucking had a lot. Yeah, but
okay.
They change their menu every. That's like their like staple, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They got like a record player in there. They
nice.
Got a fuck ton of records you can pick from. But, yeah, it's not bad. It just happens to be next to a shithole.
Which one?
Pony Boat.
Yeah, fuck Pony Boat. Well, no, technically it's next to Trailside.
I guess, yeah.
Pony Boat's next to Trailside. Fuck Pony Boat.
Yeah, it is. That fucking arts hotel, I was in there once. That's just above Trailside. I was in there. And it was fucking great. Like, it's
oh, yeah?
It's so close to everything. And the room is all right. Like, it's pretty small, but... For the location itself, that's what you're paying
oh,
for,
yeah.
And it's fucking great because you're next to everything.
I haven't been into a hotel since I went to Crystal Palace. A
oh,
month.
I bet. Yeah.
Holy fuck, man! Because I don't travel, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't get like same with these Airbnbs. I don't get the fucking hype over these fucking things. Like, aren't they just like the same as a hotel, just some guy's house?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like if you're hanging out with a bunch of friends. then yeah, I'd rather have a fucking house. But the problem is a lot of what these guys do is they'll buy a house, they'll put a tiny bit amount of money in it and fucking be like, $2,000 a fucking every time you stay here or something, you know, like
spilt coffee all over.
It's fucking stupid. But yeah, I mean, I would do that shit. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, you get a little bit of cash in return. Better than renting.
I mean,
I'd
stay there.
I'd
stay at one.
See, I don't know. I'm paranoid with that shit.
For what?
I don't know.
They can't live there. That's one of the things.
Oh, really?
That's the thing on PEI. They can't live there.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, what they do is they go on vacation or something. They go, I'll just rent out. You can't do that. Or they have, a second house that they would stay at. You can't do that.
Huh. See, I'd rent a cottage before I do that. Cottage life, buddy. That's the good shit.
Well, I mean, if you're fucking downtown, then you're not renting a cottage, are you?
Well, no.
You're gonna rent a fucking house.
But I mean, you're going to PEI, man. Fuck, if you're coming to PEI to travel, get a cottage. Yeah, don't.
First thing,
don't
come here.
There's nothing to do here.
There's absolutely
and you're gonna
fucking
get
nothing.
Fucked by the long dick of taxes if you come here.
What's anywhere in Canada?
Mostly here.
Not
here's
mostly here, but just especially here.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, no. Traveling here, like they say, Prince Edward Island is a place to retire, not to live.
Not anymore.
No, fuck.
How the fuck do people live off that shit? That's what I want to know. Like, these fucking people who were working these dead-end, minimum wage jobs whole life. Oh, I'm not done. And they fucking retire.
Yeah. Oh, not me.
How the fuck are you living off, $600 a month?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked. And especially, too, if they go into a home.
This is assuming they have no pension or anything either.
Well, if you retired from a dead-end job, you would have a pension.
No, not a good one.
Not a great one, no.
Well, you're telling
you
me if I worked
one.
At fucking, if I was a fucking cashier at some shitty drug mart, they'd give me fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, they wouldn't.
Well, they take a certain amount off every paycheck.
Yeah, but that's just the regular pay. I'm talking about an extra pension.
Oh.
You get from the working, just from the place itself.
I don't know.
Usually they'll have their own pension, but yeah, there's the CPP, but that's what I'm talking about. That's fuck all. You'll get fucking maybe $500 a month.
Well, especially if you're an old fart and you go into a fucking nursing home, they'll take all your fucking money.
Yeah.
Every fucking last cent. That's what happened to my nan.
Yeah.
She went and fucked them out. She went into the fucking mount because she was she was 104, man, or 103, whatever. She was fucking, she was up there. But, when she went in there, fucking, they just gouged her, man. Homes are a fucking scam.
Yeah. I mean, if you need to be there, then, you got to be there.
Well, yeah, but I'd rather fucking kick the bucket in my garage, you know what I mean?
But if you can't fucking get yourself up and you can't get yourself dressed, then...
I'm like that now!
Well, then I'm not fucking... Nobody's going to want to take care of you, believe me.
No. Oh, I know. You want to change my diaper?
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck nursing homes and fuck the government of fucking PEI.
Already starting.
Oh, yeah. Well, time. we're a fucking couple of drinks in, so.
Well, actually, we started a while ago.
Yeah, we did.
20 minutes ago.
Well, fuck no, man. I fucking started drinking an hour ago.
No, I'm talking about talking shit about the government.
Oh, yeah, fuck them.
Or taxes, anyways. That's
well,
what I
taxes
say.
Correlate with the government,
yeah.
Ergo, fuck the government.
Yeah.
In Minecraft.
Yeah.
We don't condone any talking down of our government.
Well, they'll freeze our bank accounts if we start talking.
Yeah, no, he's going to pull the Emergency Act and freeze our bank accounts if we start talking bad about the government.
Got to go to one of those. He was on fucking, I don't forget who was telling me, but they're like, oh, yeah, did you see Trudeau's on the island? I was thinking, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift go on the island, too? What the fuck?
He was here for that school lunch bullshit, that program.
Oh,
was a start.
God.
Just here for a fucking photo op.
Man.
You know how much they fucking served? How much schools they've served so far? One.
Yeah.
And Christia Freeland went there to get a photo op. They served them fucking cheese sticks and toast. what the fuck? That's not a fucking program. That's, we have some leftover bread.
We never
bread.
Fucking had a program, man.
No.
That fucking... I'd get the fucking allowance here and there for lunch money and be like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, I ate at school, but in reality, I fucking didn't, because it was terrible fucking food. It was terrible.
It was bad,
man. Cardboard garlic fingers and fucking pizzas.
We all know who liked those garlic fingers.
Yeah. Those things were fucking disgusting. And they were expensive. That's you get one tiny slice of pizza for $5-$6.
What about fucking Toonie Tuesdays at Greco?
Yeah, but that's outside of fucking school.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that shit was good. But they got rid of that, too. And they got rid of the $5 foot lawn. So.
Well, I think that was because of Jared Fogle in taxes.
Well, I think it's just because of inflation.
Oh, Fogle inflated. Oh, did he ever.
Yeah, well.
30 years in jail. Fucking prick.
That's not alleged. That actually happened.
Oh, yeah. No, that he's in jail as we speak. Fucking getting plowed by some big black guy in his fucking in his cell.
I'm surprised he's not gone already. Usually I feel like those kind of guys don't last.
What, pedophiles?
Yeah.
No, yeah, they usually get beaten to death.
Yeah.
And I say, what happened to that? What happened to fucking taking a fucking
he's probably
baseball
in a fucking,
bat?
He's probably in a padded cell. He's got TV, you know, a satellite, fucking a nice lazy boy to recline on after hard day's work of doing fuck all.
Hard day's labor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever happened
refilling
to fucking...
Refilling the lotion bottle. Yeah.
What happened to taking your fucking baseball bat and going to pummel your local fucking pedophile? What happened to that? What has society become?
Fucking, like, that reminds me. He's speaking
what
about baseball
bats. What
the
fuck does this Oh.
Just speaking of baseball bats.
Thank
I was thinking
fuck.
About how, like, fucking, the older generation thinks that we're hellions, but man, we weren't fucking going around with baseball bats in the back of someone's pickup. Hitting fucking
mailboxes,
you know. I think that shit is fucking funny.
That'd be fun as fuck.
But it'd be fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Be the recipient
fuck.
Of.
Who cares? Be worth it. See, we.
What?
I was gonna say we used to ding dong ditch people.
Oh yeah, that's
and
a classic.
The other night, I think it was. I don't know. It was last week sometime. I don't care. It might have been this week. Who fucking knows? Some fucking dirty cock smokers ding dong ditched my house.
Oh,
2 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2 fucking a.m. I hear bing, 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 bing. I come up, turn all the lights off. It's like, they don't know they're dealing with the master here. If those motherfuckers had come back, I would have chased the fuck out of them.
Well, they'd have to be fucking right stupid to come back. You never come back.
Oh, buddy, we were fucking stupid. We'd hit, so back in the day, like, oh, God, like, it's elementary school we were even doing it. And junior high was the best. But we would ding-dong ditch people. And we'd hit their house like 7 times in a
night.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. We'd
gotta
go
really rile them up.
Well, I thought we broke some dick's door once. Oh, my God. Like, I fucking banged on it so fucking hard. I thought the fucking door kind of kicked in. But the best story that I have for this is we had a group of guys there. We were having a good time at one of the boys' house. And we're all like, oh, let's go fucking ding-dong ditch people. We're like, all right, whatever. We fuck. This is pre-degeneracy, so...
Yeah.
We weren't drinking or nothing, but we just went out fucking sober. It was fun, but not nowadays. We went out and we fucking went to hit this house. Now, this guy's house had, like, I don't know, 10-foot stair risers on it, so you had to climb to get up there.
Yeah.
So one of the boys goes up there, and he tells me, oh, hey, the garage light is on. Go fucking hit that house. Like, all right, fuck it. So I went up to the fucking garage window, and I looked in, and it was like fucking... Like 7 guys, their broads, 4 pit bulls.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. So I smacked the fucking doorbell. And I tell Buddy up on the stairs, like, fucking go. Just fucking go. He goes, what do you mean? I said, they're fucking coming, buddy. So he fucking mashes the doorbell. And he jumps off the fucking stairs into the bush. He jumps off into the bush. We run back. The boys are fucking hiding in the woods. They go, what happened? What happened? I was like, just fucking go. You hear this guy come out of his fucking door and he slams it. I'll fucking get you, fucking kids, you fucks. And we got chased that night.
Oh, yeah.
The buddy got in his car and started fucking, like, trying to find us.
I've been chased a few times. Gotten the cops called on me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's a fucking, oh, man. I remember a buddy of mine and me were fucking skating and we were just fucking around, like, hanging out around, fucking like a Domino's.
Oh yeah.
It's like they had some good curbs and shit to jump off of, but fucking
this skateboarding?
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
Or even just hanging out and shit.
Yeah.
And I was fucking riding around and like this guy came out, he was holding like 2 pizzas, real fucking like dick, you know, wearing the fucking tie that's too tight for him and too small.
Oh God.
And,
pencil,
you know,
dick.
Fucking mustard stains and shit. What a fucking idiot. He comes out and he's like, you fucking guys, you're gonna fucking hit someone. And we were, like, not even close to him. So I started fucking, of course, I'm a fucking prick. So, like, he'd be walking, I'd cut in front of him, go, whoops, whoops.
Oh, my God.
And I was being a real fucking piece of shit. He goes, I'm going to fucking call the cops on you guys. See if you're laughing then. I'm like, okay. Like, we're fucking 16, buddy. Like, they're not going to do shit. So anyways, he calls the cops, and he's sitting there in his fucking car. He's got his arms crossed. He's fuming. And the cop comes up. The cop comes up, and he's like, so what's going on here? And we're like, I don't know. This fucking guy's being an asshole. He's like, well, you know, they're doing this, blah, blah, blah. So the cop's like, listen. He's like, I think he was actually, or no, I know what he did. He called the owner of the store.
Oh, really?
And the fucking owner called the cops.
What a rat.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because I remember he said, yeah, well, the owner doesn't want you guys around here. I'm like, he doesn't even know what the fuck we did. He's not here, is he? He doesn't know what we did. The guy fucking could have told him Godzilla came by, and he would have fucking believed him and called the fucking animal control. It's fucking stupid. So anyways, he's like, the cop's like, yeah, well, he doesn't want you here, so we're going to trespass you. You're not going to be able to come around here for 3 days. Didn't give us a fucking note or anything. I was
no.
Like, okay. Like, great. I can't go to fucking one Domino's location for fucking 3 days. Like, I give a shit.
Fucking do?
Yeah, I could put on a fake fucking wig and they wouldn't know. So, anyways, I was like, okay, fuck you then. And then fucking he left and we just stayed there for another couple hours. Like, okay, fuck him.
Yeah, because they don't give a fuck.
No, buddy left and we were like, okay, fuck. Who cares?
Well, that's why you give the cops fake name, too, if they're not like...
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh did
yeah.
You?
I forget what he said. But, yeah, no, we did. Or we gave, like, a buddy's name.
Oh, my God.
Just some random fucking guy's name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Corey yeah. Trevor
yeah,
Corey,
oh, yeah.
Randy
oh, yeah.
Leahy.
Did a bit of that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was fun. See, you ever ran from the cops?
Oh, fuck, many
oh,
times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When we were ding-dong ditching, that's when we ran from the cops
oh,
a few
yeah.
times. But we got caught one time. We got caught, and one of the boys fucking, he'll know who he is. He could fucking talk his way up a firing squad.
Oh, yeah.
So we get stopped by the cops. Oh, what are you boys doing out here at fucking like 3 a.m.? And we're all like, oh, my God, we're so fucked. Like, we're donezo. We're fucked. And, like, we're going, oh, you know, fucking buddy speaks up. Well, you know, we're looking for these fucking assholes who are ding-dong ditching us. Like, if we find them, they're fucked. Like, one guy, he was tall as fuck, blue sweater on. Another one, he had shorts. He was kind of fat and pudgy and fucking whatever. He kept going on. Described three guys and the cops. And, you know, the cops knew it was us, right?
Mm.
And the cop goes, well, you know, if you find them, boys, fucking call us. We'll take care of it, blah, blah, blah. Fuck, man. We had Crime Stoppers fucking drive by the house.
What a joke.
Oh, that's a fucking joke. We had a lot of shit.
Fuck, I love doing that shit. Where they'll be like, you're like, oh, yeah, we got a report that someone's fucking causing all the ruckus. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for the fucking asshole that did that, too. Even though it was me, of course.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck. You remember when people used to get all fucking, like, used to get all antsy, too? Like, we'd be at, like, a fucking house party, and he'd be like, oh, cops are coming. Like, they're not going to fucking do anything. They're just going to tell
no.
us to shut up.
Well, we were at a fucking house party, and the cops
yeah.
showed up. This is during COVID, though. So
yep.
they told...
They would actually do something then.
Oh, yeah. Because it wasn't even like, you guys got to turn it down, you guys got to fucking disband the party. It was, you guys got to get half of these guys out of here, and then you can keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're over the COVID
it
limit
was
here.
So it was fucking stupid.
Oh, it was great. I was down in the bar there that was in the house. It's come in, tell them to serve my drink. Come on in.
COVID was fucking something
else. Oh, it was fucked. Because
I remember, oh, man, it was, this brings back memories of fucking COVID.
Good or bad
was,
memories?
Funny. I would say a good one, because it was funny.
Good.
But... Because I didn't think this was going to happen. You saw, like, a lot of, like, fucking memes online about it. I never thought it was going to happen in real life. So, I'm in fucking Sobeys, and this when we're all still wearing masks. And you had to fucking, like, they were sanitizing the fucking carts and shit.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So, anyways, I'm getting something. I'm going through the line. You know, this is when they actually had people working there, not fucking machines where you had to go.
Self-checkouts.
Oh, would you like to donate to this? Fuck you. So, anyways, so I'm there, and fucking buddy's, like, getting his groceries, and I'm, like, right behind him. I'm standing in front of the cart, like, pulling it. And he goes, can you back up, please? 6 feet, because COVID restrictions.
Oh,
and I look at him. I almost pissed myself laughing. I start... He had a fucking... It was, like, the complete nerd voice and everything.
Oh,
he had the glasses. He was pushing the glasses up as he said it.
Yeah, the taped glasses.
Because I was thinking,
excuse
like...
me.
Because every time I fucking... Every time I see someone, like, they'll drive by and they're wearing a fucking mask in their fucking car.
It's like
windows rolled up.
It's like wearing a condom in your fucking bed at home.
Yeah, just
alone,
in case.
Waiting to get fucked. It just doesn't. That fresh air is really
gonna
kill
you. Or I see
you,
them fucking
buddy.
Like walk, going for a walk or a run. I'm like, you are like fucking stupid.
Well, masks don't work as much as they said they did. Like, it's come out in the past 2 years that it didn't work as well as they said. That social distancing shit, they made that up. And I'm not a fucking COVID denier. I'm not a fucking mask hater.
Turning into Joe Rogan here.
You're a fucking Joe Rogan.
But
turn into fucking InfoWars.
I don't even give a fuck about it.
No.
I just think it's funny that people like are wearing them in their fucking cars. Like,
oh, it's
fucking stupid.
And you still see them.
Oh yeah.
But like, if you're like immunocompromised or something stupid like that, like,
yeah,
by all means, do what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in perfect fucking health and you, I don't want to get back COVID, you're a moron.
Yeah, I don't know.
COVID is gone. Well, it still sucks if you get it, but it's fucking obsolete now.
Yeah. It's just part of life. That's just how it is, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, like, I mean, Jesus, when, like, before our time, they had the SARS outbreak.
Yeah.
And fucking, that didn't do much, but, you know.
Well, it's just because it's a fucking lot of people in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, we don't make... There's not reports in the news coming out. Oh, all these people have the flu. Yeah, I mean, that just happens.
Yeah, exactly.
It used to be a big thing, but now it's not. You know,
no.
It's just common.
No, I like the news stations trying to keep it going. Oh, fucking variant number 55,435 is out. Wear your mask.
Yeah,
get your boosters.
It's like fucking weed. They're like, we just discovered a new strain. We put these two plans together. We found a new COVID.
Holy
fuck. Like,
okay.
Oh, what's this one? Oh, well, this one makes you cough. Really? Fuck, I never guessed that. The worst part of COVID, though, is not being able to taste or smell.
See, I never got that.
I've only gotten that, I think, once or twice. And I've had COVID, I think, 4 times, maybe.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Well, there was that one time where fucking... This is back COVID restrictions. We were all hanging out at that beach there.
Oh, yeah.
But fucking boys were being all rowdy, and they're like, yeah, okay, we're going to the bars. Because they were 19, we weren't. Like, okay, fuck us, I guess. But I think one of the guys had COVID.
He did.
He gave it to me, and I think he gave it to a few people.
He didn't give it to me, though. He's hauling off my vape.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
he never gave it to me.
I got it from him, though. And it fucking,
oh, fuck.
That's the first time I got it. And then I was like, oh, it's not too bad.
No, because I got it twice. Like, I got it once, I think it was from work. And the second one, I got it from work.
Nice.
But the second one was bad because... I got that, and I think I got strep throat with it. I could not speak. And that was probably a miracle for you fucks.
Oh, man, it was the best fucking 2 weeks of my life.
But no, I couldn't speak. Like, I sounded like Robert Kennedy. I can't speak. I can't speak. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was
amazing. Amazing in a bad way.
Yeah, it was something else. I can't say I've ever had something like that. It's more just
man.
Although I did one time. Like, it's not that... I can't speak. It's more just like it hurts to speak, so I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there like...
It's like drink.
Fucking...
Numb the fucking throat.
No, that makes it working worse.
Fuck no. It's great. You get drunk.
Yeah, being drunk when you're sick as fuck doesn't...
It's not
fun. No.
No.
It's
like,
really not.
Even that day, like, I'm a chronic pot smoker. Like, I couldn't smoke for a good week.
Oh, you wouldn't want to.
It was bad.
I still smoke that thing, though.
I don't give a fuck. Binky, my vape.
Yeah.
It keeps me off the darts, buddy. Trust me, if I was smoking darts, it wouldn't be good.
Well, yeah, I know.
I'd be dead in 2 years.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh, not when you're drunk, though. Drunk darts don't count.
They don't count. They're still gross. Especially if you're bumming off someone, a mooch.
Well, I don't do that. I say, this is a tax. We pay tax in Canada. You get a tax when you come into Drunkle's Den. It's either a drink, a fucking toke of weed, or a cigarette. 90% of the time, it's cigarettes.
Well, now it's 2 cigarettes due to inflation.
Fuck yeah, it is. But no, COVID was fun because, like, all I did was fucking sit on my fat ass and play video games.
See, it was the opposite for me.
Oh, really?
COVID's when I started fucking going out.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, we took a walk almost every night.
Yeah.
Like, it was great.
Fucking, because everything was, like, shut down, and there were a lot of places that didn't have people. Like, we'd go to the fucking skate park. We'd go to, like, fucking... anywhere, like malls and shit.
Yeah, but wasn't the skate park closed?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, fuck.
And then a fucking city dick came by. He was wearing like a fucking neon vest. He looked like a pylon. And he's like, you guys can't be here. And I'm like, I don't see anyone else, do I? So, fucking, I'm fine, right? Like, no, you can't be here. Well, what the fuck then? So then he left. They have like a tiny bit of fucking tape over it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just went back.
Just ripped that off.
Yeah, I think that's what we did. Because it was like, fucking, he's like, well, guys can't be here. I go, I didn't know. He goes, you didn't see the tape? I go,
What tape?
So.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
But
fuck the city
I used
dicks.
To go out all the time, yeah, and fucking, They always hated it, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Who cares? It was fun. COVID was fun.
It was fun.
Because that's when we started fucking hanging out.
Yeah.
It was like a little bit before COVID, but when we started hanging, like that's when we started drinking. We started drinking downstairs. We were drinking the fucking rye, and we could polish off a fucking, like a 26er between the both of us.
So?
Oh, fuck, we did many times.
I think we were polishing off pints by ourselves. And like a split pint, like one pint between the two of us.
Oh, fuck. Well, we would do that too. I remember the worst one we did was that fucking gin.
Yeah.
Well, oh, God.
Not a fan.
I like gin, but I can't drink it. Because we went over that in the last episode.
Shit.
No, man. If you fucking mix it with the right shit, it's good.
Yeah, mix. That's some fucking... You mix it, maybe.
It tastes like TV static.
No, that's fucking White Claw.
That, too. But gin, it gets you right in your fucking saliva glands. Like, it's one of them ones where it tightens your fucking mouth up.
Like, when I had gin, it just tastes like I'm eating a fucking stack of leaves or
oh,
something.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With water, like... Fucking piss water.
A lot of herbs and shit in that fucking...
Yeah, I
didn't know.
I used to like it. Same with Absolut. I used to love Absolut.
Ugh.
But I don't like it anymore.
No, I can't do vodka. I can't do most hard liquors.
You can if it's there and it's mixed.
Yeah, that's true. The one I could never do was tequila.
I don't get it. I don't know how you'd pay fucking... Like, they had a fucking bottle of Don Julio in there, and it was fucking...
Juliano.
It was $80 for a pint.
For a pint?
Yeah. Because it's fucking, you know, premium
oh,
shit.
Oh, fuck.
Same with
no
that Hennessy and Cavassier
no
and shit.
No tequila is fucking premium. It's shit.
Well, all of it, they're all like that price. Like, fucking Patron is expensive as shit.
Ugh. One thing I never tried was Hennessy.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I'm not paying $80 for a bottle, man.
That's, really?
They're fucking expensive,
isn't
yeah.
that fucking cognac shit?
Yeah, well,
ugh.
I think so.
Jesus.
Same with, like, Cavassier and shit.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it does. There's just no point.
Fuck, I still got a bottle of wine in there, Rosingal.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Strawberry rhubarb wine, buddy. That shit is fucking good.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. But the cranberry wine's been my favorite.
Yeah?
For winos. Oh, yeah. Cranberry wine's my favorite. I think my favorite hard liquor would be Jack's Honey.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Jack's Honey and Dr. Pepper, man.
I saw that in the fucking liquor store. It was talking to me.
Oh, yeah?
It was good. Yeah.
See, we're gonna do a little recipe plug here, ladies and gentlemen. Drunkle's Dirty Doctor and Honey. It's 1 ounce of Jack's Honey Whiskey. Top off with a little bit of Dr. Pepper. And if you're really, really feeling the sweetness, put a little tablespoon of maple syrup in that. Mix it up.
Wow.
And it is probably some of the best shit. Some of the best shit you'll fucking have.
I never would have guessed what went in it.
I don't have a joke for that.
yeah.
But my summer drink of choice, I hate tequila, but tequila and iced tea, it is really, it's a quencher.
It's good, but I don't like tequila.
No, I'd rather fucking rum.
yeah.
The island way.
Fucking, I like, I've been drinking that Italian wine. The fucking, I don't know what, there's no brand specific, but I was picked through like the fucking, they got like awards and shit. I'm like, good
oh,
enough
fuck
made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the red wine.
You telling me I get an award for drinking?
Yeah, I won it back in 2021, apparently. I don't understand that, but sure.
Jesus.
You know, wine is fucking something else.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's great.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Well.
Not something I could drink every fucking day.
Fuck. Well, speaking of liquor, we're going to do a little sponsorship here, ladies and gentlemen, so please hold for a word from our sponsor. If you or a loved one have been affected by chronic alcoholism, then you may be entitled to listening to Drunkle's Den. Drunkle's Den sponsors all good podcasts, and there's only one. Listen to Drunkle's Den today. And that was a word from our sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to Drunkle's Den. We support all good podcasts, and unfortunately, there's only one. Anyways, back to our fucking liquor talk. Fucking, I don't like tequila.
Yep.
But, like I said, tequila and iced tea is fucking beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be mixed, at least.
Well, there was one time, drinking that Bombay shit. I love the bottle. The bottle's beautiful.
Yeah.
But we were outside on the back there, fucking on the deck, with the old glass table and the umbrella drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a maritime staple. But I was drinking the gin, and one of the boys was out there, and he was just yapping, blabbering on about something, and I fucking tuned it right out, because I knew it was like, I'm going to fucking puke.
That was the straight gin, though. That wasn't Bombay.
No, no, that was Bombay that night.
Are
you sure? I'm positive. Regardless. We were out there. It's like, I could just feel myself fading off, and it's like, boys, I got to get up. Went up inside. I hear you. Oh, fuck, Drunkle's puking. Drunkle's fucking puking. I came out, and it's like, fire up a bowl, boys. Fucking took a bowl of the weed, started punching the fucking bush out back there. Oh, man, I was so fucked up. It was great.
Kind of miss summer.
I do, but I don't.
Being able to sit out.
I fucking miss summer for the warmth.
Yeah, I like being able to sit out and it not being fucking dark at 5. It's great.
Yeah, but I like winter because I can wear my flannels.
You fucking wear them any year.
You can't wear them in summer.
You will.
No, I'm not that greasy. I'm not one of these douchebags that wears a flannel and a toque and jeans in the fucking summer.
I don't think people do that.
I've seen people do that.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but most people don't because they're not stupid.
Well, most people are stupid.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Not us, though.
No, we're great.
No, no. Like we say, what's your motto?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be so narcissistic if I just wasn't better than everyone else. That's what it is.
There you go. People are stupid, and, well, you're not stupid if you listen to Drunkle's Den, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you're fucking dumb.
Yeah. There's a big difference, though, between dumb and stupid.
There is.
Dumb is just you're kind of slow, you know what I mean? Like, you'll learn slower than everyone else, but you'll still do it. You'll still do the task that you're assigned, right? Stupid is you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You have no knowledge of what you're
and
supposed
you
to be doing.
You're too stupid to learn, honestly.
Exactly. There's an old saying. It says, you can fucking train useless, but you can't fix stupid. And that's one of the fucking quotes I live by. Because it's fucking true.
Yeah. Well, you know, just how the world works, eh?
Unfortunately.
Like, I was talking about this not that long ago. Talking to a buddy about this, but how, you know, if you think you're fucking smart, and you might be, in 99% of other ways, you're fucking stupid. Like, for example,
oh yeah,
I don't know shit about cars. I know next to fucking nothing. I know shit from Strawberry Shortcake, but we got a buddy of ours, and he knows everything about cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't
God
make
forbid
him, that doesn't make me stupid, and that doesn't make him smart. That just means he knows something, he has a niche. And then he's fucking good at it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but everybody's good at something.
Exactly.
Everybody.
But there are people who are good at fucking nothing. They literally do nothing.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately.
I can't stand those people. They're the most boring people on the planet. Because I'd rather...
You don't drink. You don't do drugs. You don't play checkers. Nothing.
I'd rather hang out with someone, like, who's a fucking asshole than someone who does nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Because at least there's something to talk about.
Exactly. Like Joey Diaz says... If you eat toast for breakfast, I'm in. You shoot up heroin for lunchtime, I'm in. You fucking drink. You do fucking drugs. You play checkers. I'm in.
You got to do something.
You have to do something with your fucking life because life creeps up on you. And in 10 years' time, it won't feel like that. But you'll look back and say, fuck, I didn't do anything with my life.
Yep.
And it's too late to change it. So get out and fucking do the shit you want to do now.
Yeah.
Do it now while you still can.
Pretty much, yeah.
And if there's any older fucks listening to it, well, your time's passed. Good luck.
I think of it like we have a lot of time, if you think about
it. Oh, yeah.
At like least 60 years.
Well, I won't be here in 10 years. Fuck, the way I'm living.
And you won't change either.
No. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
But it's not a good time, is it?
I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is. When I'm not at work, it's a fucking good time.
So...
Never.
10% of the time.
Pretty much. But no, yeah, fucking live your life while you can.
You're a workaholic. Every time you hear about work, you start drinking.
Do I fucking ever. Do I ever. Oh, you taking a sip of the lambs? Oh. Ugh. Greasy.
It's getting warm.
Good, though.
It is good. Yeah, not bad.
Not bad at all. But, you know...
They had a fucking Black Friday sale at the liquor store there.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke every time they have, like, a sale there, because it's like, when you don't have competition, like, you don't need a sale, really, but it's also just, like, it's the fucking government, so...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, if you want $2 off this, you gotta buy a fucking handle of it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm already paying $100 for this thing, so instead of it being, like, 116, I'm paying 114. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Fuck me. Now, I didn't want to buy it before, but I'm sold now.
No,
actually,
give me
two of them.
I love that. I love going into the liquor store. Oh, it's on sale. You get fucking $1.50 off. Whoop-dee fucking cock smoking
yeah,
do.
Like they had fucking...
Who cares?
I don't get people. I don't know. I think Miller Lite's pretty gross, but...
Oh, it's terrible.
Fucking, they had Miller Lite there, and it's like, buy five, get one free. And they were tall boys, right? So they're fucking $5 a piece. So you got to buy $25 worth, and you get one free. Like,
you're better off just
I'm paying
a $25
for a six-pack. Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking stupid. But, I mean, they are tall boys. You're technically, you're drinking 12.
Not really. It's not... They call them tall boys, but they're fucking... They're not even that tall.
They're... They're medium tall boys.
Yeah.
Six Busch Light, six Bud Light.
God damn it.
Tall boys, love them. You can't handle the toof.
No, you can't.
You fucking cannot. There are some fucking Canadian icons, though, on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
There are some real fucked people. When are we getting a Frankie McDonald bobblehead?
I'd like that. We could fucking
I wouldn't
sit on the desk and it will just never
stare into my soul.
And tell me random facts.
Tell me random facts. Kim Peaks was severely mentally retarded. Yeah, no, I
don't think
useless
anyone's
going to
get that.
Well, we
that's
can program
a deep
it.
Cut. Yeah, that guy is awesome. We got to go to Dooley's and see him.
I would love to fucking meet Frankie McDonald.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
But then he'd find out I'm not an overweight woman, and he wouldn't like that.
Well, I was going to clip that part, but now I can't. I was going to clip it and tag him in it, but, well... Too fucking late for that.
No, we can't. He's not rubbing his body in the sand. Every fucking time.
Oh, God, that guy's horny.
Yeah, he is. And he's bad at hiding it.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, your homework for this episode. After you listen to this, go fucking look at Frankie McDonald's page on Instagram and look at his following. There are some fucking choice people that he follows.
It's like mold. It grows.
They're all fat.
It grows exponentially.
Yeah. Oh, it's mold, all right.
Yeah, it's something.
Trying to get rid of it. Fuck, man.
He's not.
Oh, no, he's not. He it's the BBW women rubbing all over his body, giving them big hugs, squeezing them, rubbing them. Yeah, if I ever turn out to be half a Momo and I start talking like that, suffocate me in my sleep, will you? Jesus.
Yeah, that, I don't want to go down that path.
What?
Fucking
me turn into half a Momo?
Yeah.
No thanks.
Having to see that.
No thanks. Because I'm already a quarter there.
Yeah, you think so?
A little bit. If I don't have Down syndrome, I'm on the waiting list.
You're getting there.
Gonna run for president. We need to build a wall. Now you're gonna hear is half my head's gonna fly off and I'm still gonna be up there. Build the wall!
I'm just going to put you in a straitjacket and then drive you up to the woods and say, alright, go home. You're free now.
Feed me a bunch of LSD. Fucking
yeah.
Give me a sword and say, you're in Skyrim now, buddy. Go fight a dragon. I'd do that.
Well, without your will, you would.
Yeah. Who fucking cares? It'd be a fun time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, until it fucking wears off. Until the dragon starts fucking shedding skin. And the trees are talking to you.
Oh, fuck, man. The trees talk to everybody.
Well, the trees talk in Vietnam.
I speak for the trees, and for some reason, the trees are speaking Vietnamese. The Lorax.
Vietnamese, eh?
Oh, did I fuck that up?
Yeah.
Whoops. Oh, well.
Oh,
fuck. Regardless. There's no fucking... That's another segue we can go into. There's no good movies nowadays. Look at that fucking...
Yeah, that's true.
Look at that red one that fucking Dwayne Johnson and... not Chris Hemsworth. Captain America. Who's he? Chris something. Regardless.
Isn't that his name?
Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Whatever the fuck another dick's name
care.
Is. Captain America.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
It's called Red One. And it's... I saw the trailer for it. It's like, oh, you know, that's pretty cool. I think Kurt Russell's in it. But they were trying to save Santa Claus and save Christmas and blah, blah,
God,
blah.
Okay.
Halfway through the trailer, say, oh, Dwayne Johnson's in it. I'm not going to watch this. I think they spent $140 million on it, and it only opened with like $30
million. Oh, okay. I did hear about that.
It's
I heard about
funny.
Something like that.
Well, Dwayne Johnson's a shitty actor anyway.
Well, I go to the fucking, I drive by the movie theater all the time, and there's just nothing playing. And
nothing
I'll
good.
Go online. Like, they don't even have the fucking, you can't even see the movies anymore. Like, they used to, you
oh, really?
Remember, like, the glass. They
oh
have
yeah,
the,
they had the wall
them.
Of movies.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore. They haven't had that since the renovations. But so you have to go online to see them, or you just have to hear word of mouth. And there's never anything fucking good. It seems like
everything
all
nowadays
B-list
is
movies.
Everything nowadays is shitty remakes. That's all it is. There's
no
original ideas. What?
Easy money.
Oh yeah, it's easy. Well, look at that fucking Willy Wonka movie that came out.
Yeah.
That was shit.
There's some fucking movie coming out where they're doing Wizard of Oz again. You see that?
Well, that's a Broadway performance, I think. And they're just turning it into a movie.
Well, it's still Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Fucking Wizard of Oz is a good fucking movie.
Yeah,
it
is. It
is a classic.
It is.
And it was one of the most dangerous movie sets of all time.
Yeah.
The snow in one of their scenes was pure asbestos. The fucking the Tin Man almost died. Because of the aluminum paint, he was inhaling it. Oh, man, it was bad. The fucking, the Cowardly Lion, his suit was made from real lion fur, and it was so bad that they overheated every fucking episode, or every time they fucking shot. Like, it was bad.
Oh, well, it made something good, so was it worth it? That's
yeah.
a conversation, eh?
Was it worth it? I think it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's timeless, eh, so.
Oh, fuck yeah.
If it takes 10 years off your life, eh, well.
See, that...
I think it's worth it.
Speaking of timeless, is the old Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder. That is a fucking movie. I love that movie. I love Gene Wilder anyway. He's a damn good actor.
It is a great movie.
The original Willy Wonka is great. And the effects for that time were fucking gnarly. I think it was 67 it came out, give or take. One of them. It was old.
Fuck no. No, 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 no.
We're gonna fucking...
There was definitely there's no fucking way it was 67. I don't believe that for a fucking fact.
Sorry, 1971.
Okay.
So not very far off. But regardless, still, for the time, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Star Wars in 1977. All their fucking effects were practical.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
You're a big fucking nerd when it comes to that shit.
Well, not anymore. I fucking, after that latest Star Wars show that came out, could suck my knob. Fucking terrible. Woke bullshit. That's all it was. The Acolyte. Fucking terrible show.
I'm not big on TV shows. I just don't, I don't like putting all that time into something that's fucking, I'd rather just watch a movie.
See, I started watching that fucking Yellowstone show.
Never
it's
heard of it.
It's like fucking Sons of Anarchy, but cowboys,
okay.
Pretty much. It's not too bad, actually. For the first episode, it was a good pilot.
Okay.
I haven't watched the rest of it.
Oh, you just watched the first one?
Well, an hour, like 2 hour long pilot, that's a bit
that's
much.
That's what I fucking mean. This is the point. I could watch a movie in that time.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking...
It's just, like, these fucking shows are like, oh, yeah, go watch this show, it's really good, and it's fucking, like... 15 seasons long.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
fucking 20 episodes a season. Every episode is an hour long. Like, it's fucking really, like...
No, it's fucking
be dead
stupid.
Before this finishes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's another thing. Fucking TV shows that don't know when to end. I can't
Simpsons,
fucking stand that.
Family Guy.
Yeah.
All that bullshit.
Yeah, those animated ones especially. Like, at least with the fucking live action, like, people die, they have health problems, you know, shit happens. So, it's more inevitable that they'll fucking end, but, like, yeah, those animated ones, they'll go on for fucking ever.
Oh, yeah.
And just keep replacing people. Yeah, keep going,
well,
keep going.
Well, look at
going.
The fucking...
Need more money.
Look at the Trailer Park Boys. Look at their animated shit. They fucking killed off Leahy. Got carried away by a shithawk or
That's
something.
He's fucking dead, really.
He is fucking dead. It's stupid. They should have ended it when he went.
Yeah, I know. Still but going.
What can you do?
It's money.
Fucking hey, it's money.
It's gotta be. Because it's not good.
Money, money, money. That's another thing I was watching there when I was really fucking baked this morning.
What?
I was watching some classic SpongeBob.
Oh, man.
Oh,
fuck. I remember it wasn't even that long ago. I was looking up the training video. That's one of the best fucking... It's one of the best fucking episodes of SpongeBob.
Presenting the Krabby Patty.
Nobody wants to be like Squidward. But we all are.
Unfortunately, we hate everyone.
We are all like Squidward. We used to be like SpongeBob.
Yeah. Then we grew up.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck. Oh, well, what can you do?
What can you do? Do what you fucking love so it doesn't fucking kill you.
That's fair. That's fair, because if you fucking, if you work a job that you fucking hate like me, it's going to fucking kill you eventually.
Yeah.
Like, it's well, not
that's
fun.
That's the fucked up thing, right? The thing you love makes you no money.
So, yeah, unfortunately.
But, you know, I think you should just keep doing it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
If even if you don't succeed the first time, just keep going. This has become a Drunkle's Stoic podcast, apparently.
Yeah, we're getting real philosophical here. Rene Descartes is going to be our next guest.
We're just uplifting.
I think, therefore I am.
Yeah, he did say that. That's right.
And you're
yeah, that's a fact. A fun history fact for y'all.
Yeah. The book that made that fucking popular is I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. That is a fucking good book.
What do you mean? They said that in the?
Oh, yeah. That's where it got popularized.
Are you sure? I think it was popular way before that.
Well, it was popular, but I mean like pop culture-wise. That's where it kind of got known from.
Okay.
From that, regardless. Let's fucking take a delve into books. What are some good fucking books we can read? Even though I'm never going to read them.
There's classics now. The problem is a lot of people read these in fucking middle school, and so you automatically associate them with fucking shit. You know, because when you're fucking... In middle school, books are just gay. That's just how it is. Books are gay. YouTube is king.
Fucking A it is. Those video essays, buddy.
Yeah. But so anyways, good books, like fucking... I don't know. What do you think? Because there's like
me,
the classics, and then...
I have two favorites.
Yeah.
The Shining and Dante's Inferno.
Oh, yeah.
Even I haven't finished Dante's Inferno, but I got like a fair three-quarter of the way into it.
But it's one of your favorites.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Just the way it's written, too. It's more like a Shakespearean kind of fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the Shining book,
it's great, yeah.
I can't say it's better than the movie because you can't compare the two. You can't do
it. Yeah, they are different, but I'd say the movies are better.
They're both really fucking
good. They are both really good.
Really good. I don't know. I've read all of the fucking novelizations of the Star Wars movies, and they're a lot better. Yeah, that's about it.
that's all you've read?
No, fuck. Macbeth was good, even though we did it in high school.
Yeah.
I liked Macbeth.
It was good.
Q for Treason was another one we did
in school. I don't really remember that one.
I remember it a little bit, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Having the fucking kids read it, though. Like, you get that one guy, I don't even know how he's in fucking grade 10.
Oh, yeah.
His reading comprehension's fucking fetus level.
To the store and,
you want to shoot yourself.
Oh, my God. And the teachers pick on the dyslexic kids.
Of course, they call on them every fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here, Nathan, won't you read this? He's going to spell out the whole word. The word's 13 letters long. How long are we going to be sitting here for?
That word. Another, you know what? I'll put another one up in the favorites there, too, is Animal Farm.
That is a great.
That is an amazing
book. You
have
to read 1984, man.
I do, especially now in this day and age.
Wow, okay, it's not getting there.
Well, it's we're not going to Alex Jones this podcast.
No, it's not getting there, but
they're putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
It's
the government's watching us.
It's a really good book, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, it was a really good book. And Pink Floyd's Animals is based off of that book.
Animal Farm.
Fun fact. What?
Animal Farm.
Yeah, Animal Farm. What are some of the books you've read? Don't bore me.
I'll try. I really liked, fucking To Kill a Mockingbird is really good.
Oh, yeah?
That's a great book. These are, like, classic fucking books. Catcher in the Rye is a fucking really good book.
Hmm.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, nice.
These are, like, all classic fucking literature. Nah, I sound like a fucking nerd, don't I? Of Mice and Men, it's, like, 97 pages or something. It's really fucking good.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you know that one, like, George and Lenny.
Is that where he shoots the fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
The Momo?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know that one.
So it's like this fucking kind of like disabled guy and then this other guy and he fucking... Well, he's like Andre the Giant, but he's like really slow.
Oh.
But anyways, you're right. It's the guy, yeah. That's what happens. But
okay.
Books like that, yeah. I mean, I'd say those are classic. Like, I've been trying to read more to fucking get more ideas, like, because like... Reading really fucking helps with that shit.
Because
you can watch a fucking million YouTube videos and you won't remember
not
the last
thing.
One you watched, let alone the fucking first one you watched of the day. So It's just like, you know.
That's the third time I've spilled fucking coffee on me.
I gotta use your fucking mouth,
well,
man.
My
belly
mouth
button.
Is fucking big enough. You'd think I wouldn't fucking miss the motherfucker. Well, it's all on my beard now. I got
your
something.
Shirt's getting jealous.
I got something for later now. It's all on my beard. But yeah, books, fuck.
Yeah.
We're done on that tirade, yeah. I guess. Yeah. But no, yeah, Animal Farm is, it's such an amazing book. I want to read The Art of War, too.
Yeah.
Sun Tzu said that.
That's a classic, too, I guess. But oh, yeah. I just never read it.
No. It's fucking long.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Same with It, too. I don't know how fucking people read It.
Fucking The Shining's long, too.
Yeah, it's like 800 pages.
It's fucking terrible.
Well, it's a good book.
It's a great book, but it's just a fucking it's a slog.
Oh, yeah. I read that for English class, man.
Yeah.
It took me half the year, but I did it.
Well, that's why you do it. Yeah, you can only read one. Just so you only have to read one.
Yeah. No, it was good. I don't think I've read... The Fifth Wave, I've read that one.
What's
it's
that?
Like an alien invasion book. It's all right.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it up there, but it's something. The movie was shite.
Yeah?
Oh, my God, it was bad.
I think most fucking movie adaptations are terrible. That's why I like the Kubrick Shining, because...
Oh, yeah.
It's different. If he tried and do the exact same thing... He's a great director. Like, he's one of my favorites, but... It wouldn't have been that good.
See, I'm gonna watch Eyes Wide Shut there around Christmas.
It's a good movie.
Is it?
It's not his best, but it is really good.
Nice. Didn't he die like 3 days after the final cut?
Yeah,
there was
like a rumor or something that they wanted to make I guess like a director's cut where he had more shit with like the cult.
Yeah.
But he ended up dying before that could happen.
Coincidence?
I know. Yeah.
I think not.
That's what a lot of people say, but so
who
cares? It's a good movie, but it's like I said, not his best. But he is one of my favorites for sure.
Oh, Kubrick?
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
And Scorsese too.
Full Metal Jacket, buddy.
Yeah.
Scorsese's damn good. Now see, The Irishman was good, but fuck, it was long.
See, I don't find it long. It goes by for me.
It was like fucking 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's a lot of movies that are that long and people don't shit on them, right?
Titanic's one of them.
Yeah, nobody says, that movie's too fucking long. They go, I love that movie, it's great.
Oh,
same
yeah.
with, like, fucking Godfather Part 2 is fucking, like, 3.5 hours.
I've never watched The Godfather.
You gotta
I've heard
watch.
They're really
they're
fucking good.
They are really good.
I've heard they are really good.
See if I can find any more. But, yeah, it goes by for me because it's not dragging. Well, I mean, it's not fucking, like, just going over the same things over and over
again.
Oh, yeah. Because that happens a lot, and that's what makes it fucking feel long.
Now, what would be your...
Schindler's List is another one. That's 3 hours and
15
minutes.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a
great
fucking
movie, but it's fucking long.
Oh, yeah. What would be your favorite movie, do you think?
If I had to pick one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All time.
If I'm just, like, I don't know what my favorite would be, but if we go by my favorite just based on how many times I've watched it, it would be Goodfellas.
Fuck, yeah. Goodfellas is amazing.
But I have watched Wolf of Wall Street a lot, too.
Wolf of Wall Street is good, but it's a little too much for me to watch.
I love it.
Again.
I think it's fucking awesome.
It's
fun, dumb fun.
See, a good fact about that movie that a lot of people don't know is that Swearnet, the movie, topped that movie in the Guinness
movie
Book of...
sucks.
I liked it. It topped that movie in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most amount of times fuck was said.
That's a terrible fucking movie.
Yeah, you say it's bad.
It's
I liked
so
it.
So stupid.
I liked it.
I'm convinced the only reason they made it was because of that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Which is fucking makes sense because it's shite. Shite from a cow's arse.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, everything after Swearnet took over at Trailer Park Boys is fucked.
It sucks.
But I would have to say Goodfellas is my favorite pick, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a perfect movie. It's amazing.
Bandwagon.
Oh, well. Yeah. No, I've watched quite a few movies, but I'd have to say Goodfellas is... Oh, it's got De Niro, Pesci, fucking Ray Liotta in it. It's got fucking, what's his name, Paul Sorvino.
Yep.
It's got Bolly Walnuts, fucking Tony Sirico's in it. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really fucking good. It's a classic.
It is definitely a classic. It's a fucking good one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of classics out there that are kind of shite.
Like what?
Well, there goes my...
Because you're probably going to piss me off.
Yeah, probably. I mean... Like, people say, like I didn't like Jaws, and that is 100% a classic movie.
Yeah,
same with Jurassic Park. I didn't like Jurassic Park either.
I did.
I did not. But I'm not one for, like, dinosaurs
I'm not
and
one
shit.
That's going to say it's one of the best of all time, but I think it is great.
Yeah. But I mean, that was what Spielberg, was it not?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's another great fucking director.
Oh, fuck yeah, he is. John Williams did the score for that fucking movie, though. And he did it for a lot of others. John Williams is the composer of all time. Fuck Hans Zimmer. He can suck my dick. John Williams. All day. I'd take Williams over Zimmer any fucking day.
Gotta readjust the fat ass.
Well, I gotta readjust the fucking seat here. Jesus, I'm slipping out of the motherfucker. Jesus.
Saw that fucking baby oil on that ass.
I'm not fucking Diddy. Get out of here.
No, but you're getting there.
I don't think my pigments are changing. No.
Well, you know, something happened. You could be like Jared Fogle. You think they're fucking, do you think they're bunkies?
I'd hope.
Like, you got in trouble for kids too?
Diddy's gonna get Epstein'd.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yeah. Ellen DeGeneres already moved out of the fucking U.S., and that's a win.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Fuck that fucking quiff. Oh, that's a win and a half. I moved out because Trump fucking got into presidency. No, you're on every fucking list that's out there, motherfucker. They can't extradite you from the U.K.
They all are.
Oh, fuck yeah. But, you know. What do we know? We're just common citizens.
Exactly.
We don't know what we're talking about. We're conspiracy theorists at this point.
We're crazy.
In Minecraft. Yeah, fuck. I don't know. I think that whole Diddy bullshit is just fucked up.
It is.
It is very
fucked up.
It's crazy
that it came out this year, though. Like, it's been going over so fucking long.
Well, I think Bieber was the whistleblower.
Yeah, Usher, too.
Oh, fuck, man. 100%. That kid got fucking... He got molested. It's a shame to say. I don't want to laugh at it. You know what I mean? You dumb fuck. That's what you get for trusting
was
P. Diddy.
Was this back when he was pissing in buckets? Like pissing in mop buckets? I miss that kind of Bieber, man.
Oh,
I don't
fuck
like
yeah.
this fucking growing up Bieber. That's
Bieber?
What?
Bieber?
Bieber.
Bieber. There you go.
When he was fucking like... When he was like 16 or something, yeah, he was like pissing a mop bucket. Oh man, it's the funniest shit in the world.
Oh my god,
he was just a kid.
Oh yeah,
and it's like fucking the Macaulay Culkin syndrome. He's grow up to be fucking doing drugs
Worthless.
And crackhead.
Yeah, well, he's coming out of retirement for Fallout Season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
I mean, for what? He's gonna be in Fallout Season 2.
Is
Culkin.
He's playing someone though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know, anyway.
Fucking. Yeah, well, I only know him for Home Alone, you know, and that's what most people know.
Home Alone, Richie Rich, fucking Uncle Buck.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, he was in all that shit. And Michael Jackson.
Then they grow up and
Leaving Neverland.
Yeah, he was in that. He was in the director's cut.
He experienced that.
Yeah.
He was a method actor for that one.
I don't think that's an appropriate question. I didn't molest those kids.
Same with the fucking Olsen twins.
Oh yeah, they were fucked.
They probably got touched on Full House.
Full House.
Yeah.
What about you were talking about this bullshit? What about Dan Schneider of Nickelodeon?
Oh, he's a fucking creep.
Oh my god, man! Like I went back and watched some of them fucking iCarly episodes, and you can tell that guy was fucking.
Not only is there just like a lot of like sexual innuendos, it's also like he's got the Tarantino thing. There's a lot of feet.
The foot fetish.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. The Nickelodeon logo was a foot.
What?
I'm pretty sure the Nickelodeon logo was a foot for some time anyway. Whatever. Or his studio was. I don't care. Fuck that guy.
And he's fucking humongous.
Humongous.
He's fucking gigantic.
Oh my god, he looks like Don Vito.
He's also a fucking creep.
Oh fuck yeah, Viva
Man,
La Bam.
Is he ever.
Holy fuck. They all are. Once, like, what is it with fucking people who get money then become creeps?
Because that's what it's about.
Well, I guess.
Well, like, that's what I mean. It's not sex. It's more just, like, the power.
Well, I say, like, thank God I'm still poor.
I know, right? You can't make people fucking take their shoes off.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just leave your shoes at the door.
Well, we're not cutting that one out. We're leaving that one in. Oh, Jesus.
Don't worry. This won't air.
Oh, it will.
No, it won't.
Yeah, oh, it fucking will.
It'll get shut down.
Let's fucking hope so. Like we said, the only sponsor we got is ourselves.
Exactly.
We're not getting sponsored, but that's good because we don't bend to sponsorships. By the way, drink rum and Pepsi.
Unless I pay. Might do a couple fingers.
Jesus. A couple fingers where?
Well, a blowy goes a long way. That's all I got to say.
A Weinstein in that shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I wouldn't believe that fucking troll.
No. That guy looks like Ron Jeremy. But he's got a schlittle.
Yeah.
No schlong there.
Is there anything Ron Jeremy had going for him?
Yeah.
He looks like he could play Mario in like a live action
movie. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy looked like a greasy fucking Italian.
Well, I mean, he looked like a fucking porn star from the 70s.
Because he was a porn star from the 70s. Fuck. Jesus
Christ.
And
he had a schlongus going, too.
A schlongus. That's real nice.
He had a footlong.
Well, that's the Fogle special, the $5 footlong.
No, it's a $5 fucking inch long.
Well, thanks inflation.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trudeau. Thanks, taxes. Fuckers. Oh, God. Well, it is the American Thanksgiving. I think it was this weekend or something, or it was during the week, whatever it was.
It was Thursday.
Oh, it was Thursday, yeah. So I'm going to be the fucking the drunkle that goes to the table and stare. So Trumper, eh? Trump guy.
So that's Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
that's
is it?
That's when everyone does a Christmas shopping.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Buy nothing. Nothing in this economy.
Not anymore, no.
Who cares?
Unless there's a Taylor Swift concert going on.
Oh, yeah, then you can act a fool and give out friendship bracelets.
Yeah. Give out cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks and burnt toast. Ugh.
We
had disgrace.
We had like a breakfast program thing in our school that I
never
fucking
used. Yeah,
but it
was the same thing. It was fucking buttered toast.
It was fucking dry, expired cereal.
Yup.
And fucking old, stale bagels. It was great.
Yeah, well, at least they were bagels.
Well, barely. I mean, I guess you could call. I don't know if the FDA would call them a bagel, but.
Well,
they do.
A round circular dough.
Yeah.
Fuck.
A glob.
A what?
It's like
a
that
wad.
It's like that fucking shit you get in prison.
Oh, gruel.
It stays on your plate.
Yes.
You can lift your plate upside down.
Just
it's
slob.
Like a blizzard, and it just
oh,
stays
man.
On the plate. I'll trade you your slob for a cigarette. Yeah, sure. Fuck, I wasn't going to eat anyways.
Jesus. Now, that's how the school lunches are, man. They're fucking bad.
Oh, they are.
And they're fucking expensive
shit. Same with the fucking vending machines.
Oh, yeah.
Scam.
Oh, fuck, are they ever. Dollar. What was it, like $2 per chocolate milk?
I don't know. I never
Something
got chocolate
like
milk.
Something like that.
But they had the fucking packs of Crispers and.
Oh, yeah.
God, what else they had?
I remember when they replaced a bunch of shit with, like, apples and water and suck my dick. Fuck you.
They had all the fucking, like, the special needs kids do that. Like, it was pretty fucked up. Cause they'd,
you don't
like,
say
make
free labor.
They'd make them do that, and they go, listen, you do this, you get your diploma.
Okay.
They make them fucking, like, deliver papers and shit,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right, and how are you doing today? Thank you! I'm doing good!
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus. What is it with exploiting those fucking kids in the schools, man? Free labor. We're not going to learn in the classroom.
Yeah, they're on-the-job training. You know, stacking the vending machines.
Delivering
papers.
Paper,
polishing my shoes. Spitting on my shoes to polish them.
Spit shine Tommy. Oh, man.
Just doing all the things they do anyway. So
oh, fuck. Well. We're getting canceled.
I don't give a fuck. It's that, like, that's, I mean, yeah, they might be actually disabled, but at least they have, like, a note for it. Then you have, like, fucking band kids who are actually,
I was
might be worse.
Kid. See, I tried to get into band there in junior high, and I aced the fucking test, and they wouldn't let me in.
You're playing the skin flute.
Oh, yeah.
See, they wouldn't let me in because I didn't, yeah, it was kind of like a, like, because when I tried it, they were like, well, have you already been in band? I'm like, well, no, that's why I'm trying to fucking join it. You dumbass. And they're like, oh, we can't get in.
No.
You had to already be in the fucking band to
but
be
thank
playing.
Fuck. What's
okay,
worse,
what's the point?
A band kid or a fucking theater kid?
Oh, theater.
Oh, yeah.
At least the band kid sits down and, you know, he just sits there. Because the fucking theater kids, they'll be prancing around, fucking jumping on their tippy toes and just like, holy fuck,
yeah,
sit
they
down.
They think life is a fucking Broadway show. It's not.
No.
Grow up.
Yeah, exactly. Get a fucking job, you loser. That's why your parents left you.
Oh, now you're really speaking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was not a theater kid.
Thank fuck.
Because I was too fucking awkward for that shit. Like, oh, I'd get up and fucking do the... That kind of group always looks the same. They always have the fucking headphones around their neck or on their head, but they're not playing anything.
No.
It's, like, just white noise.
And they got the fucking the shitty glasses.
They got an old fucking zip-up hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
They've never taken off.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sweatpants.
Like, the backwards flat caps. Oh, yeah, man, I'm a theater kid. Yeah, no, I did the Christmas play for elementary school. I have a little bit of acting experience. Fuck off. Get a job, you fucking hustler fucks. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're not going to get a job fucking dressed up as Peter Pan. Maybe
oh,
a Harvey Weinstein job.
That's
maybe.
Another fucking thing
yeah,
we haven't mentioned is Peter Pan, the restaurant that was here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
Dude, that place was fucking good.
Never been there.
I was there once, and I barely remember it because it was so long ago. But, oh, my God, the food you'd get there. Fuck. Bring back Peter Pan. Do they have anything in that fucking lot that's there? No.
It's kind of a shitty location.
Well, you watch. It'd be fucking apartments go up in there.
Probably, but it's a shitty location.
Yeah.
I wouldn't assume they'd put any restaurant there. No. I want to try that Rudy's Chicken there.
I've heard that's good.
Yeah, I have, too. It's right next to... Where that old fucking, you were talking about that old buffet.
Well, no, it's in that building.
Oh, it's on the side. There's like, it's on the side.
Well, there was two dining rooms in there.
Oh,
one's a sushi parlor, and one's a fucking wingery.
A wingery. Really?
Yeah. They have the fucking chicken wings and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like chicken wings. You can suck my dick.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I just don't get the appeal to it. You get so little of a chicken wing. And you're paying, $8 for 10. Not going to fill you up.
So what if they were free? They'd be fine then, right?
Oh, fuck. Anything's free is good.
Okay, what about ribs? You eat ribs?
Nope, I don't like ribs.
Okay, never mind then. You eat steak, right?
You'll
pay $40 for 80% fat, but I guess that's fine.
Yeah, it's fucking unfortunate. That's why I go to Sobeys to get my meat.
Yeah.
Fuck Superstore, fuck Loblaws and their bullshit fucking meat.
I don't give a... Whatever's cheaper. Like, because Sobeys fucks you over just as much.
Yeah, but they're expensive, but their meat is quality.
Their meat's fucking expensive as fuck.
Yeah, it's expensive, excuse me. Who cares?
I care.
What? Regardless.
Can't fucking eat it.
No. But we're approaching that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have any closing remarks, my friend?
If you listen to this, don't... Go back in time and use your time wisely. Do something else.
Fair enough. Use your time wisely, ladies and gentlemen. Live the life you want to, and if you fucking love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. This has been Drunkle's Den.
See ya.
This is Drunkle's Den signing off. I have been Drunkle, and this has been Chief. Have a good fucking rest of your week. See ya.